You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For this week's City Counselling, I talked to Auckland Councillor for Manukau, Lotu Fuli, about Auckland Council's consultation around Māori seats and the upcoming Midtown Street Party. Here is that interview. What is Auckland Council's plan with regards to Māori seats?
Yeah, so in the past, Auckland Council's governing body has agreed to support Māori seats. In the last term under Mayor Phil Goff, the governing body voted to support Māori seats in principle, but we weren't able to go ahead because we didn't have the legislation in place to allow that to happen. The legislation is now in place, but we're now going out for consultation. Obviously, we've got a new mayor and some new councillors, so we're going out for consultation and we want to hear from Aucklanders about their views on Māori seats. So that consultation's open now.
There has been a surprisingly low amount of submissions on whether or not to establish Māori seats. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think it might be a case of just, you know, consultation fatigue. We went through a huge process with the annual plan to get people to give us their feedback, and then straight after that we went into the local board's plan. So I think people are just a little bit tired and maybe a little bit over it. And then we've also got central government elections, so there's a lot of people competing for people's time. And so I think this might be one of the things that is just off people's radar, and maybe people aren't even aware that it's out, that the consultation's open. But I do hope that people do give their feedback because it is really important. It may transform the way that our council looks and certainly would be transformational in terms of representation for Māori. And it would be great to have young voices to hear from our university students, because those are the voices that we're not getting coming through so far.
When does Auckland Council's consultation end, and what would you like to impart with our listeners on this topic?
Oh, thank you for the question. So it ends on the 24th of September, so there's not long to go. 24th of September, you can do it online. It's actually a very quick survey or quick feedback form. You can just go to the Auckland Council website or go to my Facebook page and jump on the link, or just Google Auckland Council Māori seats, have your say or feedback, and it'll come up. And I do encourage as many people as possible to have their say, because this is really an important possible change for the way that representation looks on our biggest council. Being mindful too that Auckland has the largest Māori population in New Zealand, but that has never been reflected in our governing body or even in our local boards. So it would be great to have people's feedback.
So the Auckland Midtown Street Party is coming up. What can people expect on this night?
Yeah, so that's really awesome. We haven't had something like this for a while because of the, you know, the lockdowns and everything else. So it's going to be on the 28th of September, so also not very far away. It's in the evening, so from about 6 p.m. and we'll go on through the night till about 9 p.m. or just after. And it's in that Midtown region of our CBD, so around Elliot Street, Albert Street by the University, Victoria Street, Wellesley, and then down Queen Street as well. And people can expect to have lots of fun. There'll be lots of live music, entertainment, lots of really delicious food stalls. And people are displaying their art and culture as well. So it should be a really awesome vibe in that Midtown heart of our city centre.
Amazing. Will there be bands and...
It'll be great. There'll be live music for sure. There'll be DJs. I think there'll be live entertainment. So I'm not sure if it'll be full-on bands or just, you know, singers and creatives. But there'll definitely be live music. I understand there will be some K-pop dancing as well, which I think, you know, people will find really fun too. But there will definitely be lots of live music, lots of art and culture on display as well. And I think there's going to be a light show. There will be a special light display, a neon light display going on as well. So definitely awesome.
And how is the Midtown Street Party being funded this year?
Yeah, so it's 100% funded by Auckland Council, and it's funded through a targeted rate that we have for the city centre. So it's really using that targeted rate that we get from city centre businesses to try to reinvigorate and activate that space and encourage more people into that city centre space, that Midtown space, hopefully to boost business for those businesses that have been really hard affected by COVID and the lockdown, and also by the roadworks and construction going on in the city.
That was Auckland City Councillor Lotu Fuli speaking to me about Auckland Council's plan for Māori seats and the upcoming Midtown Street Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.